Chris Jadd's still doing it and will be doing it for another year after his announcement that he'll play on during the week. And he's with us on the Saturday Agenda. Chris, welcome.
Gentlemen, thanks for having me.
A bit of the short-sighted stuff first. Last night, tell us, in all your years of experience with good sides and with building sides, is there an art to winning the close ones, or is it just how it shakes out with good luck and good management?
No, look, there is. There's no doubt. Characteristic of good players and good teams is they do they do the right things at important stages of the game, and obviously Geelong have done it for a long time now, and we're too good again last night.
When you look into last night and Carlton laid it all out there, is it galling when you lose those ones, or is it a developing process, or is it just flat brave given the injuries that curtailed the team in the last quarter?
Oh, look, I'd prefer to lose a game like that than to lose a game by 80 points. But we certainly can't and don't want to celebrate losses. At the same time, it's important to acknowledge when the group's had a really big effort and come up short, and that's what happened last night. It was a brave effort, but we need to learn from that and work out a way to win even when the odds are stacked against us.
Does that fit in neatly with the development that you're seeing within the team, which is something that you spoke of as inspiring you to go on?
Yeah, look, it does. I think, each week players and, in effect, teams are playing two matches of footy. They're playing the match in their head and they're playing the match out there on the oval. And that match in their head may start on Tuesday or Wednesday or Friday, whatever the case may be, depending on how highly strung the player is. There were probably stages during the year where, as a group, we were losing that match inside our head before the match out on the field even started. And for the last, four, five, 6 weeks, there's been a real shift in the group, and the group's really upped its competitiveness and its desire to win for our footy club. And again, we just fell a little bit short last night, but I don't think anyone could question our effort.
Juddy, there's six times this year where you've led during a game in the last quarter and been beaten. Port Adelaide the first round, Richmond the second, Brisbane round 11, Geelong round 12, Frio round 19 and Geelong again round 21. It's not an accident.
No, I would agree. And that's what I said earlier, that the good sides find a way to win those games. And, there's been other games, I don't know how many we've been down to the last quarter and won, but I can certainly think of a couple. So, look, you've got to take the good and the bad, but that's certainly a growth area for us to be a side that does the right thing at the right time, and that's something we need to work on.
The last minute and a half of the game last night, when Simpson had the ball, who's an experienced player at fullback, chipped sideways to Tui. Was that the right thing to do?
No, we probably needed to be a lot more direct in that in that last couple of minutes, and you're better off losing by,
I agree,
two or three goals than losing by a goal. So there's no doubt we'll talk about that during the week. Certainly in hindsight, in that last couple of minutes, a torpedo straight up the guts would have been probably better. But that didn't happen, unfortunately.
Juddy, can I just shift the focus slightly and talk about yourself? It's a fantastic decision that you've made to go on again next year and entertain us and thrill us for another season of football at minimum. When you're coming to that decision or arriving at that decision, do you have any fears, or has there been a shift, do you think, in the way players think now towards the latter part of their career, that there's no real stigma anymore with if it didn't go to plan, if it didn't work out for whatever reason, be it injury, be it motivation, that you could pull up stumps halfway through next year? Is there a shift there, do you think, in the playing group?
Yeah, I guess it's just different to each individual. One of the things I thought of, and I had some good conversations with a lot of different people leading up to the decision, was if I could get my head around what the worst case scenario would be and felt that I'd be comfortable tackling that, then it would make sense to go on, because that's the worst case scenario, and there's obviously a lot of other scenarios that are much more pleasant than that. And I guess the worst case scenario is you get banged up and or out of form, and by round eight you have to retire. And I spoke to Darren Glass a couple of weeks ago, and that's really not the end of the world. It's not a ideal way to finish your footy career, but he's happy, he's fine, he's comfortable with his decision. So I guess if I could handle that mentally, then the upside of being part of a group that's really improving and committed, you know, it's still at an age where I can contribute to the side. You know, it was worth a risk worth taking.
We compared last night your 134 games with the West Coast to your 134 with Carlton. I'll tell you what, you look different. That's one thing that jumped out at us straight away.
Hair was a difference.
Full head of hair, shoulders strapped and going at a million miles an hour. You're on top of the ground. Things were going beautifully. I must send you a copy of the vision. But how do you assess how you've played for both clubs? It's probably a hard thing for you to do, but just give us your version of how you've seen your employer's returns.
Oh, look, I think I've been pretty consistent at both footy clubs. I haven't been able to turn matches, you know, probably quite as much in my time as Carlton as I could at West Coast. But, you know, I still think I've been consistent for both footy clubs and gave them pretty good service.
Absolutely. And your comparisons of the two clubs are always going to come back to who you played with. And you've played with some unbelievable players across the journey. I mean, you're not finished by any stretch. This is not a retirement chat or anything like that. But just going through some of that footage and seeing some of those players that you ran around with, can you just let us in on what it was like to play with a Ben Cousins and a Daniel Kerr, and how that's probably evolved into what, you know, it's probably the modern game now, and you see a Mark Murphy and these guys. They're different characters now. But maybe give us an insight into those guys in your previous life.
Oh, look, there's no doubt that West Coast period was an incredibly special thing to be a part of as a footy player. And probably my main regret from that time is not really appreciating it as being as special as it was. I just sort of got drafted into a side with a lot of talented players, but incredibly driven players as well. And enjoyed a pretty special period. So I would have liked to have soaked it up and enjoyed it, but I guess I sort of feel I've got a chance to really do that now with this group of midfielders that are really starting to emerge. I think Bryce Gibbs' season this year has been tremendous. Mark Murphy's grown enormously in both his leadership and, you know, he's had a really solid year for us on the park as well. We've got some real young talent coming through too. So, I guess for me, it almost feels like I've had a comeback because in my own mind, I felt like I was stepping away. And because of that, you know, when you're really aware of your mortality, you do tend to appreciate the moments a little bit more. And, you know, I feel like I've really been doing that since I'm on a season to go on.
What was the emotion of the week like, Chris? It's a public thing to do. You obviously do it privately at the club and then on the couch, and you're talking banking with Neil Mitchell the next morning on the radio. it felt like there was a bounce about you. And I don't know whether it was relief or maybe it was excitement. What did you feel overwhelmingly about the week?
Well, I definitely didn't have to answer any more questions about if I'm going to play on or not next year. But that was exciting. I think there's probably been a bit of a lightness to how I felt all season with in terms of my footy. I've been making a real effort to to appreciate it a bit more, and I guess as I touched on, because I decided I was going to walk away and then change my mind, I guess I just sort of felt genuinely excited that I got the opportunity and will have the opportunity to play for this footy club for a while longer yet, and that was exciting to me.
The feel at West Coast, I mean, I'll just go back to where Kingy was with Kerr and Cousins and all the other guys you had to play there. They didn't back off. Never backed off, did they? They just went full bore all the time. And I don't see that all the time at the Blues. It's something they need to learn.
There's no doubt it's something where we're evolving. And as I've touched on, I really feel that drive and competitiveness is really growing. And, you know, I guess that West Coast midfield was one of the benchmarks of the modern era. And, you know, there's some great midfields in the competition now. You know, teams like Geelong and Sydney and Hawthorn and Fremantle, and there's no doubt that's where we have to aim for and not settle and keep pushing each other to make sure we get there.
Did you ever beat Ben Cousins in a run, Juddy? Because just from what I've seen, it's just he's getting better every minute as the legend grows. Did you ever beat him in anything?
Yeah, well, I had him covered running, but. So Cousins is a funny one. Runs like beat tests and stuff. He was handy. He wasn't you know, we wouldn't have been in the top five or six at the club. And even your, wasn't a lot of 2K time trial work, but even something like that, he wouldn't have been, again, in the top five or six. But was really your repeat sprints type stuff like hill sprints or sort of 50 or 60 metre sprints, which we didn't really compete at, but that was his bread and butter, and his sort of extra sessions that he did were all based around, 40, 50, 60 metre repeat sprints. And that, you know, really being aware of the type of functionality of running that's required for AFL, in that sense he was really ahead of his time in a lot of ways, because most of the other running that clubs were doing back then was sort of 300, 400, 500-metre repeat sessions. So, he really thought about his type of preparation he did, almost more so than any other player I came across.
Not hijacking the interview with Ben Cousins at all, but do you have a relationship with him now? Is there a way you assist him? Are you in contact? Or how does it sit now? Because he's just such a major part of your life.
Yeah, look, I haven't spoken to him for a while, but... And you'd know, King, I guess once you win a premiership with someone, one of the things it does do is really guarantees a relationship with him for the rest of your life. And, I haven't spoken to him for a little while, but, paths will cross down the track or we'll speak to each other on the phone, yep, not too distant future, I'm sure.
Yep. How would you describe your connection to the game, Chris? Beyond playing it, does it interest you?
The game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It's been... I just think it's been an enormous part of my life, and I feel, a chess player sort of views the world through the lessons they learn in chess, and in many ways football's done the same thing for me. I think it was the saying, if you carry a hammer, the whole world starts to look like a nail, and I guess that's really how I often view a lot of the lessons out there in the world are come back to the lessons that I've learned through footy. So it's been a really important part of my life, and it's just playing the game is something that I really love doing.
Do you imagine it's something you'll always stay connected to, or in a perverse way, are you actually looking forward to being free of it when the time is actually right?
I'll always have a connection to the game, but I don't think, I feel from the ages of, probably ages of 16-year-old to now, the game's really controlled my life. Every decision I make really evolves around footy, and I'm looking forward to the day when that's no longer the case, and it's not at the forefront of my mind. So that day will come, and I'm looking forward to having my weekends back, and weekends being a time to spend with family and catch up with friends, because that's not something I've done in my adult life. But by the same token, there's so many bits of the game which are just so special, and I'm certainly not taking them for granted either.
Juddy, do you ever think you'll sit in the coach's box and pull your hair out and yell at people?
Well, I don't have much hair to pull out, so that would be that would be one upside if I do go down that path. But I think one of the things I'd struggle with coaching would be, if I was coaching, it'd be a constant reminder that I wasn't able to do what I love doing, and that's playing footy. So I think I'd find coaching and being so close to the action but not actually a part of it, I think I'd just find that a bit too frustrating. So it's unlikely to be a pathway I go down in the future.
And you mentioned, just as we let you go, that you thought about what the worst case would be and whether that you could live with that. Did you think about what the best case could be for one more year? What's possible for one more year?
Oh, look, I mean, anything's possible. We sort of all know that. But the important thing, if I could just be a part of a group that is really driven to compete for each other and for the footy club week in, week out, then that's when footy's really enjoyable. And, I'm hopeful we'll be able to do that next year.
I'm surprised you said that on Monday night. Is this the first time, or you said this is almost the first time this has happened?
Yeah, look, I think we had patches where we were getting towards that in 2011. But, I think this is the closest we've been to a team where 22 blokes are really driven and passionate about winning the game of footy since I've been at the footy club.
Actually, we keep saying one more year. Do you have to make this decision again next year, you reckon? Have we limited you to one more? Is that us or you?
Well, I won't. I'll certainly learn from this year's lesson, and when I get asked what I'm going to do at the end of the year next year, the answer will be I don't know, because if I've taught myself anything, that's
this year, that's the truth.
Can you teach yourself to high mark and kick goals?
Did you miss that one from 55 hours?
No one missed that, mate. No one missed that.
That's a nice note on which to finish. Chris, good luck and thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.